Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
So this afternoon, as promised, we're going to speak to Mafihla Maleka right here on 657 AM. Mafihla Maleka, so we're going to talk about look no further than within. Look no further than within. So much that we're going to talk about with him this afternoon on Radio Pulpit. I really cannot wait for us to talk to him about so many things. He is a postgraduate of the College of Law from the University of South Africa. He holds a Master of Arts degree and is a prospective PhD candidate. We're going to be speaking to him this afternoon. He is really a firm believer, you know, in self-discovery and a lot of other things. So we're going to be speaking to him right this afternoon. The title of his book is Look No Further Than Within. Look No Further Than Within. And I mean, the title itself is gripping, right? Look No Further Than Within. We'll be talking to him on the other side of this.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We get into our interview with Mafihla Maleka this afternoon. He is a father. He's married. He's a father. He's a husband. And, you know, he is a child of God. He is working as a director of the University of Johannesburg and will be deputy director, rather, at the University of Johannesburg. So, universities in Johannesburg, rather. So, we'll be talking to him this afternoon on the show. Good afternoon, Mafihla. Thank you so much for making time to speak to us.
And the listeners of Radio Pulpit, thank you for having me.
Let's do that again. My fault entirely. Good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, Paul, to yourself and all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Thank you for having me this afternoon.
Lovely. Thank you so much for making time for us. You know, I just mentioned a few things about you, but there's so much more to you, so many layers to the things that you do. Share some of those with us.
All right, Nicole. You've already somehow introduced me and I mentioned a few things about me. Yes, I'm currently doing my PhD with the University of South Africa. I'm in security studies. Come on, so I'm a security guard. Let's start there. But I have worked myself up to the PhD level studies right now. And as you have already indicated, I'm a deputy director at the University of Witwatersrand. Then you already mentioned that I am a father and married three children to a beautiful wife called Bobby. Yes. In addition to that, talking to my academic certifications, other than that, with a number of certifications like being trained as a security advisor by the State Security Agency of South Africa. I've been trained in the United States of America doing physical protection services. Well, those are security terminologies. Mm-hmm. I've been trained in the United States, in Russia, in France, in the United Kingdom, doing different types of security training. I'm the first ambassador of the World Institute for Nuclear Security in South Africa.
Nice.
I was the first one to be nominated as an ambassador to head that program in South Africa. Plus, I'm the only person in the world out of, I think, 120 countries that who have been offered and have completed the entire World Institute for Nuclear Security Certification to date. Hence, me pursuing my academic studies to PhD level and so forth. But there's also a number of courses that I've taken, like your neuro-linguistic programming, your REBT, and even professional philosophy. Those are some of the courses that I've done outside my work-related studies. Yeah, and coming back to the book itself, this is my first book out of the 9 books that I'm still writing concurrently. And in this book, Look Not Further Than Within, I'm focusing on self-discovery, self-mastery, and self-invention. So the book is about that. And most importantly, the book introduces a principle called the become, outcome, and then income principle. And I think we'll dive deep into that in a moment. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you so much. How important is developing oneself? Because, I mean, you don't stop. You've done so much. And, you know, it sounds like you're continuing to better yourself, to equip yourself. And, you know, are we doing enough of that as a people, developing, educating ourselves? You know, be it with, you mentioned not just you're a PhD candidate, but you also have certificates. How important is, you know, developing ourselves continuously?
Well, this is very important. I will never, ever be able to overemphasize this. Remember now, when you're talking of education, self-development has got to do with education. And somebody one of these days was asking, we really need to redefine what is education. When we say somebody is educated, what are we referring to? Are we referring to papers? Are we referring to people who are doing masters, postgraduate, PhDs? What are we really, what do we really mean when we talk about somebody who's educated? And this actually goes back to the word of God itself. The word, for instance, education, is said to be a Latin word that means to educe. You develop, to develop something from inside. Now, I'm trying to answer a question to say that how important that is. It's very important because when you read Genesis chapter 1, verse 11, you hear God creating all these things. And then when you get to Genesis chapter 1, verse 11, for instance, the Bible reads that, then God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds. And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kind. Now, when you develop yourself, you are actually talking to something that was hidden in you long before you were born. The reason for our creation is about the thing that was hidden in us during creation. Now, we know there's a difference between creation and making. When we were born by our parents, it was a mating period. But before we were born by our parents, there was creation. And during that creation, God hid something in us. When we are born and come to earth, which is the reason, I mean, the reason for us to come to earth, it is to identify that thing that was hidden in us, which is the reason for our existence, develop it, the development part. Now, the Bible, when it talks about development, it talks about cultivation. Cultivate it. That means work on this thing, our duty and responsibility on earth, the people that are on the planet today. It is to identify the reason why we were created in the first place. And the reason why we were created in the first place is this thing that was hidden in us. When you read Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2, the Bible says, it is the glory of God to hide things and the glory of man to discover and invent. So God takes pleasure, Paul. He took pleasure when he was creating you and I by hiding the real essence of us within ourselves during creation. And he's getting excited when we expose these things, when we develop these things from within, that's what God created us for. So self-development is very important because it talks to the very reason of our creation.
Amen. Sure. Talks to the very reason for our creation. I suppose this is why they always say, expose your children to as many things as possible. And I'm sure that is, in essence, trying to find this a thing that you are referring to at this point in time. If you have just joined us on 657 AM, it is 20 minutes before 2 o'clock, and we are speaking this afternoon to Mafihla Maleka, author of Look No Further Than Within, and we are conversing with him this afternoon. Why this title? I mean, you know, first time I laid eyes on the email regarding the book, that stood out for me. You know, that Look No Further Than Within, why this particular title?
It was for the very same reasons that I've just mentioned. But before I can get to that, I did courses like, as I indicated earlier, on neuro-linguistic programming. This is about how to reprogram our way of thinking. They say from the age 0 to 7, there is a period. I just forgot about that concept. There's a period. There's a period that's called imprint period, where your mind works like a sponge, and it absorbs anything, whether negative or positive. Now, from that age, when you are a teenager, you are already set to think in a particular way. Now, this is one of the problems that we are facing as human beings. What we have learned as we grow. Most of those things are the things that works against what and who we already are. Now, the look no further than within is trying to take us back to ourselves. We are living during the times when there are unemployment rate. I think somebody, if my memory serves me, will say that the youth unemployment rate, I think, is something like 34% or something like that. Now, that is a crisis. Now, was God not aware of this period and time we are living in? He was aware. Now, where did he put our success? He did not put our success or our faith on the shoulder of the government. He did not put my success at somebody else's hands. He put that inside myself so that when I grow up and I realize who I am, I work on myself. And the purpose of work, which is what one of the things that I'm talking about in the book, the purpose of working in Paul is not to work for an employer for the rest of your life. You work for an employer until you get to know the tricks of the trade. From there, you start trading. Paul and myself have got something in themselves, in ourselves, which are not the same. We were meant to realize what we have and then trade among and against each other. So they look no further than within. Inside, there's employment. Inside there, that thing that is inside you has got your breakthrough. The pastor's talking about anointing and stuff and all that. The anointing actually emanates from within. Your empowerment. And if God wants to anoint you, He can only channel it through that thing that is hid inside yourself. So your success, your achievement, your breakthrough is not out there. It's not with the employee. It's inside. Hence, the book says, look no further than within, because that is where the treasure is.
Sure. That is where the treasure is. The treasure is within. So look no further. The treasure is definitely, definitely within. If you've just joined us right here on Radio Pulpit, we're joined on the line by Mafihla Maleka, speaking on Look No Further Than Within. Can we talk about some of the important aspects you touch on the book, obviously without giving too much away, but some of the important aspects that you speak on in the book?
Yes, Nicole. The very first chapter of the book talks about the design, which now takes us to how God designed us to operate. That is key, because if you miss that, you've missed everything. When you build a house, the house has got to have a house plan. That house plan is a design. If you have a house plan, which is a design in this case, and tragedy strikes, and your house gets destroyed, and you call for another builder to come and build your house, one of the things that he's going to ask is your house plan, which is the design. He does not need to have known what type of house you built before. All he needs is the design, how this house was designed to look, and that person will build the same house like the one that was destroyed. Now, that's the design. What makes us failures in this life and in this world is for us not to be cognizant of the design, how we were designed to operate. Now, the book talks about that, the design. It's a point of departure for our success. Then we talk about the promises. In a nutshell, the promises in this case is that God, when he was making promises, it was not about us. It was about him and the design. One of the things that makes us fail as Christians, we think that the promises of God was about us. No. God is not faithful to anybody else but himself. David, in the book of Psalms 23, he says, "You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows, and for your name's sake." Whatever God is doing it for his name's sake. And the promises that God makes to us, it's about him, not you. Your benefit as a result is you are in good alignment with God. And the book also mainly talks about self-awareness. It's about self-awareness, and you cannot be, you know, first you must be aware of self, your true identity, and then work on yourself. You can't start working on yourself if you're not aware of yourself. And also it talks about prayer, it talks about fasting, and failure, and self-motivation. There's so much in the book, Paul. I don't even know which part should I take out, which part should I leave.
Sure. There definitely sounds like there's a lot in the book that we can certainly enjoy. We're going to take a musical break. Make our way back with our guest this afternoon on Radio Pulpit. Here's Leboso Khobela with Inceba. And on the other side, we will pick up with our guest.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Leboso Khobela, Inceba on 657 AM, right on Radio Pulpit. It's 20 minutes, make that 8 minutes before 2 o'clock on 657 AM. We pick up where we left off with our guest this afternoon. Modimo re tshwere ka mohau. Hey, o re tshwere ka mohau. Right? It's just his grace, his mercy, nothing else really. Nothing else. And our lives testify to that. That kimuhau, it's God's grace, it's God's mercy. But indeed. And we are truly, truly grateful. We pick up where we left off with Mafihla Maleka. Look no further than within. He is the author of Look No Further Than Within. So who's the book for? Who should be getting the book? Mafihla, who should be going out there and, you know, equipping themselves with this book?
All right, Mpho. This book starts with Manaba Skolo, because they still are in a journey of self-discovery to know who they are, and then the teachers and parents, you know. And literally, the book is for everyone who can read English. That's who the book is for. And the book, can be found through iCorea, the book. Alternatively, people can find and get the book directly from me through my WhatsApp number. I don't know whether should I give the WhatsApp number already.
Yes, or you can definitely do that.
The number is 083-645-5146. 083-645-5146. And alternatively, people can find me on Facebook as Mafisa Maleka, M-A-L-E-K-A, or on Instagram, I'm still Mafisa Maleka, the same. And then also on LinkedIn, I am Mafisa Maleka. So people can reach out and find me in those social platforms.
Thank you so much for your time. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you for your contribution. It's been absolutely lovely. Appreciated. All the best with all the other books. Like you're saying, you're writing so many other books. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. And kilebwa leba mameli ba radio pulpit. Thank you.
Hulewile ro na hlentate. Lebila hulu hulu fel.
Thank you very much.
Lovely. Bless you. All right. It's 5 minutes before top of the hour. This wonderful afternoon, 5 minutes before 2 o'clock. We've got news top of the hour. And on the other side, I will make way for Johan Els will come through to take care of you and I. 3 o'clock, he'll give us news and so much more on the other side of 3 o'clock. A big thank you to our guest, author of Look No Further Than Within. Look No Further Than Within. Thank you so very much. Of course, we appreciate your time and your contribution. Of course, if you're also an author and you want to come through, you know we're a Christian radio station. You know what we stand for. And if your book stands for everything that we do, then why not come through? And we just talk, right? This is, after all, your station, right? This is your station. Here's 20 Gospel Choir. On the other side, it's news.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.